From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. U.S. Marines land in Syria, but could we have a conflict with one of our allies? A contingent of U.S. Marines has arrived in northeast Syria to provide artillery support for local forces in an upcoming assault on Raqqa, the de facto capital of Islamic State terror group. But there appears to be no final agreement yet between Washington and Ankara, Turkey, on the disposition of the Raqqa attack force.
Unless something changes, I foresee a train wreck here.
That's the voice of United States Senator John McCain, the ranking member of the Armed Services Committee. And the issue on which he's focused is Turkey's concern over whether U.S.-backed Kurdish militiamen or Turkish-led Syrian rebels will be in the vanguard to oust an estimated 4,000 jihadists entrenched in the city. Senator McCain is addressing the head of U.S. Central Command, General Joseph Votel.
But I think there's a possibility of an impending conflict between Turkey and the Kurds, as opposed to us all working together to try to defeat ISIS and remove them from Raqqa. Do you see that as a scenario that we should be concerned about?
I do, Mr. Chairman, and to that end, we are trying to take actions to prevent that from occurring.
As the Marines arrive, Turkey's foreign minister Thursday warned that Turkish-led forces will attack U.S.-backed militiamen from the Kurdish People's Protection Units, or YPG, if they don't leave a key town in northern Syria. Beijing wants to extend the existing idea of sovereignty over land and sea to cyberspace. China seeking international agreement to enhance state control over the Internet to fight cyber attacks and cyber terrorism. Analysts see it as a grandiose plan to extend China's censorship. This is VOA News. Well, the U.S. is not the only country with whom Turkey may be in conflict. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan is heading to Russia in the latest step in rapprochement efforts between the countries after Turkey downed a Russian bomber nearly 18 months ago. But as Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul, differences over Syria remain.
Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan will be accompanied by several of his cabinet ministers for bilateral talks under the auspices of the High-Level Cooperation Council. The council was created as part of rapprochement efforts between the countries after the Turkish downing of a Russian jet operating from Syria in 2015. Erdogan is to meet Friday with his Russian counterpart, Vladimir Putin. Murat Bilhan, an analyst with the Turkish Asian Center for Strategic Studies.
Syria will top the agenda, plus, of course, the normalization of relations in the economic cooperation field with the Russians should be discussed also. So I don't see many thorny issues between Russia and Turkey.
Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
Weakening Turkey's ties to its NATO partners is widely seen as a goal of Putin's foreign policy, while analysts say Erdogan is eager to send a message that Turkey has alternatives to its traditional allies. Two Malaysian officials with the embassy in North Korea have been allowed to leave the country while the two countries negotiate lifting a travel ban on the remaining Malaysians. Pyongyang barred their exit over Malaysia's handling of the death of the half-brother of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un last month. More than 25 years after the civil war ended in Somaliland, researchers continue to unearth mass graves. Forensic investigators hope to gather enough evidence to bring the alleged perpetrators of war crimes to justice. So far, two cases have gone to U.S. courts. Jason Patinkin reports for VOA from the Somaliland town of Berbera.
Using metal hand tools, a team of forensic investigators scrapes away soil covering a mass grave in the town of Berbera, Somaliland. Nearly 2 meters below are the bodies of 17 men who are believed to have been rounded up, shot, and dumped here nearly 30 years ago. They were allegedly killed by troops loyal to Somali dictator Siad Barre, who was battling rebels from Somaliland. The campaign killed about 50,000 people, mostly from the Isak clan. Khadar Ahmed Like, chair of Somaliland's War Crimes Investigations Commission, says they will gather evidence and then rebury the remains.
Every person has the right to be buried in his religious method.
Jason Patinkin for VOA News, Berbera, Somaliland.
And this is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.